Aurora, aunt. Growing up, Lulu Lotus loved to read the Guinness World Record book and learn about all the different accomplishments uniquely talented people around the world had achieved. One day, Lotus, a former Newmarket resident who now lives in Aurora, decided that she wanted to get her name in the record books. The idea was sparked when she watched DJ Steve Aoki's documentary I'll Sleep When I'm Dead on Netflix. Aoki was awarded the world record of most traveled musician in 1 year, which inspired Lotus to look into the different records to see if she could achieve one herself. Lotus knew right away which type of record she'd be looking for, one involving nose whistling, as it had always been her hidden talent. When she saw that nobody had ever applied for the record of loudest nose whistle, she knew it was the one for her. When she reached out to Guinness World Records, they needed her to have the nose whistle measured by a specific device that cost several thousand dollars. They also had a handful of other requirements, including that it needed to be recorded in a certain type of room. "I needed help to get it done," she said. "So I searched on Facebook and an audio engineering place in Mississauga popped up." That led Lotus to reach out to Aircoustics Engineering to tell them what she was trying to do. "They were so sweet and so kind," she said. "They offered to help me for free. I got so lucky. The coolest part for me about all of this was the kindness of strangers to make this come true." They recorded three different measurements to see how loud Lotus could hit the nose whistle, and she ended up getting as high as 44.1 decibels. To get that loud, Lotus nose whistled the theme song from The Godfather, which she says she loves and that it's the easiest song for her to perform. This began in 2021, but it's a lengthy process to apply for a Guinness World Record. A video of the process must be recorded, and a cover letter must be submitted. Every time you apply for a record, you must wait 3 months and apply once again if you make a mistake. "That's why it took so long," she said. "I only heard back from them last month and I was so excited." Lotus says achieving a Guinness World Record is more common than most people think because there are just so many. "There's records for everything," she said. "If you look into it, you never know, you might be able to accomplish one." Rob Paul is a journalist with Village Media's Newmarket Today.